Nairobi Vives, the chair of Albany's Community Police Review Board, recently addressed the city's Public Safety Committee of the Common Council about an apparently racist slant uncovered in police academy training that she and other CPRB members attended.
Basically, the night in question, I went to the CPA class and the presenter was Detective Lieutenant Schechter. And during his presentation, as I put in my letter, he made a few comments that were, I felt insensitive or what have you throughout his presentation, but it culminated in the incident that really was offensive and racist, talking about black on black crime and specifically that black people don't care about their community. And we engaged in sort of a back and forth from there. And then following that, after I let other members of the CPRB know what had happened, I found out that the same presenter had made similar comments in the past, and board members had complained then, and it seemingly nothing had happened except for a private apology and not by Detective Lieutenant Schechter himself.
And my first inclination when we got the letter from you all was to try to let this complaint run its course, because there is an active complaint with Sergeant Mahar. It's Sergeant, right?
Yes.
Are you running the training?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay. So let me start with the commander first, because he outranks you. So,
certainly,
commander.
And really, all I'm prepared to comment on tonight is this is an active investigation. We started this several weeks ago. It wasn't too long. I don't know the exact date in front of me, but it wasn't too long after we received Ms. Vives's feedback on her experience. And you know, my office quickly reacted by opening up an investigation into the matter. So
any committee members have any questions or concerns or comments they want to put out there? Oh, Mr. Hoey.
Yeah, I was very concerned about the letter. And, you know, what I learned in sexual harassment training, that if somebody feels uncomfortable, it should be addressed. So I'm glad that we're having this meeting. The one question I have for Ms. Vet, the chair of Vives, is do you think that the academy training for the CR, for the committee, is worthwhile or not? My own feeling is it is worthwhile, but if we can improve it, is it something that we should continue, or do you think it's not worth doing?
I think that with changes, it would be worthwhile. That's why we put in our letter that we wanted to be relieved of the requirement to have to continue the class as it is in this manner. I don't feel comfortable going back, and I haven't been back. And I understand that it is a requirement under the city code that CPRB members and our monitors do so. And I have no problem with following that requirement, but my concern is that letting behavior like that go unchecked and allowing for members of the of APD, and I don't mean to put his behavior on all the members of APD, so I just want to be clear with my statement, but this having happened previously with the same person and happening again, it's very concerning, because like it's just known that people see the police in a position of power because they are, and to stand before this group of citizens, you know, some of the people that are there are not required to be there as we are, they've come out of interest, for him to stand there and to make these statements in his official capacity and from a position of power was just inappropriate to me in many ways, and untrue and in our back and forth, I was just asking him to stop saying that, to revise your statement, and it didn't happen. So going back to what you originally asked, I did get some things from the class and with other presenters. I think I put this in the letter too, that, you know, they exhibited professionalism. And when we had critiques, myself and others, they said they were, you know, they were taking them back. And I think that was some tweaking and making the class a little bit more objective, and especially making it free from like racist ideas that, you know, at least one person shared. I think that it would be great. And part of our mission, I say all the time, it's written into the code, we want to repair the relationship. And I think this is one way to do it. It is one way for APD to show different sides of itself. But I just think that there needs to be some tweaks. And what we suggested was, you know, maybe an outside consultant and in addition, recording of the classes so that if there are incidences that come up or things that need to be reviewed, that can happen.
Sergeant Mahar, can you just a quick overview of the academy, things taught, Citizens
Police Academy? Absolutely. It's a 14-week curriculum. We're trying to get every subject or division or function that we do as a police department. It's about a 3-hour class each Wednesday night. Sometimes it's a little bit less, sometimes it's a little bit more. I know I've had good feedback from all the participants, including Ms. Vives. We've had good conversations. I had a good conversation with Melody a few times. So it's been eye-opening for me as well.
I mean, there's an ongoing investigation. We'd like to be kept apprised of that. Commander, I would ask that any correspondence or communications you have with Ms. Vives regarding the complaint, maybe you include me on them. Are you okay with that, Ms. Vives? If it's sure. Emails or can you keep me in that loop so I can see where we're at? And we look forward to a resolution, a healthy and peaceful resolution to this. We want obviously our board members participating in this academy, but this kind of back and forth that led us to be here today is problematic. We'll get that taken care of.
I can just say one last thing. I don't think, just to echo what I said before, this doesn't have to be a throw the baby out with the bathwater situation. This dialogue right here that is looking, you know, taking this complaint seriously and looking to make changes so that, like, I don't know which council member said it, maybe Councilman Ballarin, that everyone is comfortable and in the class works for everyone. But we did have some experiences where I made comments or someone else in the class made comments that I thought might be not received well, and was received very well by members of APD, and started a very nice dialogue. And there was, you know, understanding from their side on different issues. Like we talked about like police discretion and like issuing tickets, and how you could see it from the citizen side. Or we talked about training, and maybe more training is needed. And there were some hot, like maybe harder to digest issues that were talked about in a very like good and respectful way on both sides. And I thought I was, not surprised, but I was happy, that this was a forum that this could happen. And so I think that it could be, and from what I'm hearing in the past, people have liked it, but I also know that in the past there was criticism, and the same criticism that I brought up. So I am very happy that this piece will be taken care of so that everyone can come, hopefully, and everyone can dialogue, and there can be this building of trust, and it can be this fruitful dialogue that I was able to participate in some of the classes. So I'm not advocating for doing away with it forever. I'm advocating for, and I think which everyone understands, fixing it so that it can be even better than it was, and that people don't have the same experience that I have from at least from this and that particular class. But thank you, everyone.
Change is slow. We'll see how this discussion fits in with talk about a new public safety initiative for the city of Albany. This has been Paul Smart for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.